maybe if the musicians that are here want to come forward, probably sing a little bit. His name. I always like to get start out a meeting with prayer and ask God's blessing on the meeting. Not that we have to do it all the time, but and I love when I love to hear intercessors pray. I'm not sure who all the intercessors are here, but I was wondering about Sue. I know she's writing something, but if I can interrupt you for a second, would you mind coming and opening the meeting in prayer? You can go back to it if you need to. I'm sure it's something important. So, but, I wasn't picking on you because you were writing, just because I felt that you might want to, might be the one.
We thank you, Lord, for your presence with us throughout this week and for your presence with us on these campgrounds and the many blessings that you have brought our way through fellowship and through teachings, through song, through your word. We ask, Lord, that your presence will be with us through this meeting tonight, that you will guide and give wisdom to those that minister and give us ears to hear, give us hearts that understand, give us spirits that are willing. And we just thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, sister. So I had it on my heart since we came, actually, about the possibility of engaging the congregation in a time of thankfulness. And we did this in Calgary actually not that long ago. And over the years, we have, I don't know how often, but maybe once a year or a couple times a year, we'll just have a time where we ask people to give thanks for things that are important in their life and that they appreciate that the Lord has done or maybe other members of the body of Christ have done for them. And it is a biblical practice. Please don't take this the wrong way, but in many, in the last few hundred years in Christian groups, there's sort of been a pattern has developed. It's kind of oversimplified to call it like three songs and a sermon, but that's one way that some people describe it. And obviously there's more that goes on in Christian meetings. But in the 1948 revival, God brought an insight into the role that we in the body of Christ had. And not that we were the only ones. I feel like I've faded away here. Not that we were the only ones that have had some of the revelation in this area, but certainly I think it started to really bloom in 48. And the meetings that we have are very different from three songs and a sermon. Not that some of our meetings aren't like that, and not that that isn't a good thing to do. And three songs and a sermon is a biblical thing to do in the sense that singing hymns is a biblical thing to do, and having a kind of a sermon or a teaching is a biblical thing to do. But when you look at the scriptures and you set aside all the traditions that we've developed around what it is to meet together as Christians, there's over 35 things that the Bible teaches us that we should do when we gather together. And, you know, we do a lot more of them, and some of them we do better than others. I think we've excelled in prophecy. We've excelled in the spiritual song and hymns and, you know, well, some of our sermons are good and some of them aren't so good, like everywhere else, you know. But anyways, teachings are interesting because teachings are a function of your need at your point in your life and your maturity and your interest in a particular topic and so on. So you have to be careful when something particular message doesn't minister to you. It might be ministering to a number of other people. So, but anyways, my real message here is that one of the things that we're to do when we gather together is to give thanks. We're going to just read you a few scriptures, just sing maybe a little bit, and then we're going to give, Lord willing, you know, unless the Spirit moves us in a different direction, we're going to give you an opportunity to give thanks for something in your life. I'll tell you right now that this is something that can involve the children. And you don't, giving thanks can be simply something as saying, I thank the Lord for mommy and daddy. That's all you have to say, if that's what's in your heart to say. I thank the Lord that I have found Christ as my Savior. I thank the Lord that He's filled me with His Spirit. I thank the Lord that He's given me revelation on some subject. You know, it doesn't have to be, giving thanks doesn't have to be long and tedious. It can be very brief, and it can still be a great blessing to hear from one another. When the body ministers, it feeds and encourages every other member of the body as we receive from one another. And as has been said already in this camp, sometimes the children, in their simplicity and in their very short statements that they make sometimes, actually carry profound truths that can be a great blessing to us. So let's just quickly turn just to a few scriptures, just because I always like to ground things as much as possible in the Word of God. So it's not my opinion on something, but trust that it's the Lord. So in Colossians 3 and 17, it says, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. And actually, the verse before I probably should have read. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. That's kind of the context. That's some of the things that we're to do when we gather together. And then it says, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. By the way, there's a little truth there. We all do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. It's often, I mean, I don't think we need to be legalistic about this or religious about it, but, you know, we often close our prayers in Jesus' name. You know, we bless our food in Jesus' name. We pray for healing in Jesus' name. Well, this is the biblical, one of the biblical basis for that practice. But we don't want to just do it out of our lips, right? We want to do it recognizing the authority that resides when we are doing something in the name of the Lord. Next one is Ephesians 5, 19. Ephesians 5, verse 19 says, just leading into it, the last part of 18, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another. So again, the context here is ministering one to another, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we're always to be giving thanks. And so if we can go by an entire, you know, for many, many months in our life and never stop to give thanks, you know, that's now crossed over from into like a sin of omission, which is what Christians struggle with the most, not sins of commission. So let's give thanks often and perhaps even always. In Philippians 4 and 6, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, Let your request be made known to God. So when we come to God asking for things, which we often do, you know, it should be in the spirit of thankfulness. If we come to God in the attitude of, Lord, you must do this. Lord, you owe me this. Lord, I'm a Christian. This belongs to me, you know, or this is something, you know, that's the wrong spirit to approach God in. We're to approach him with a heart of thankfulness. And then in Psalm 92, I'll just give you maybe a couple more. Psalm 92 and verses 1 through 6 says, it is good. By the way, I love the Old Testament because I find in it the embryo or the foundation of the truths that are in the New Testament. And I encourage people to read not just the New Testament, but both Testaments. But anyways, here it is. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmonious sound. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works! Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. So if you don't understand about the importance of being thankful, then the scripture tells you rather bluntly, as the Bible often does, you're kind of senseless and you're a bit of a fool. Okay, so anyways, that gets your attention, so be it. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18 is a precious scripture. First Thessalonians, just before Timothy, right? 1 Thessalonians 5. And, of course, the verses leading into that is kind of a few admonitions. 16, rejoice always. 17, pray without ceasing. 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Concerning you, I think it says in King James, for you it says, I'm in the New King James, by the way, I should have mentioned. I would like to reflect briefly on Brother Eaton. Some of you may, how many remember Brother Eaton? Anybody remember? Oh, look at the hands. I can't believe it. That's wonderful. He lived in Calgary, came to Calgary for a period of time and helped us out in a time of difficulty. Brother Eaton was like one of the traveling deacons in the early part of the revival. And I think I was about 5 years old, so that'd be about 1957. And he taught us on the scripture. He taught us the importance of giving thanks in every situation. And that doesn't mean that we give thanks for evil, but it does mean that we, even when evil has had its, you know, day, you might say, and a tragedy, there's always something that you can look to give thanks for in that situation. So again, we don't give thanks for evil, but we do find opportunities to look for something to be thankful for in every situation, even in terrible tragedies. Brother Eaton told a story. He was a pretty neat guy. He was a funny guy. He made us laugh. He loved the little children. And anyways, he told us a story about this, how that he was preparing to give a message on this topic. It was Saturday night. He was in a motel. There was a party going on. It was loud. It was obnoxious. And it was close to him. And he was getting more and more upset and more frustrated. And he was just about ready to go and pound on their door and tell them to be quiet. And he was trying to sleep so he could get up for the meeting on Sunday morning. And then he remembered what he was going to be talking about. In everything, give thanks. And so, anyways, I can't remember what it was, but I know he found something in that situation to be thankful for. And it changed him. I don't know that the party stopped, but it changed him and made him, you know, able to get through this and to not be bothered by it. And that's what giving thanks does. It's not just that God appreciates it or that people around us appreciate it, it actually changes us. As all of the things that we do in the Spirit do, they change us a little bit here, a little bit there. They're transforming us from our carnal selves to these godly people, this bride of Christ that God is looking for in the earth. Praise His name. So those are the scriptures on this. So just so you know, there's the biblical basis for giving thanks. And, you know, if in doubt, do what God says, you know, if you're not sure what to do in our meetings. And so, anyways, I think we're on solid ground here. I'd like to sing, why don't we stand? Let's just sing a couple of songs that we sing often. And I'm kind of stalling a little bit here for you, so you can be thinking about what you want to give thanks for. So you're getting a little bit extra time. Is there other people who want to help sing that love to come up here, please? I'm not a singer. If there's others that would join us, that would be wonderful. Just, I mean, I don't mind if it's one end to the other, but three or four or five would be great. And I think we'll start out with In Everything Give Thanks. And if there's a song on thankfulness that you know, just offer it up, please. Where's that one? Is that? Everybody know that song, And Everything Give Thanks? May not be in here. We know. Why don't we have the children come up here? We want you to be a part of the meeting. All the children that want to come up, why don't you come up quickly and you help us sing this song, okay? In Everything Give Thanks. Here we come. You don't any age, if you can get up here and you want to sing a little bit, come and join us, okay? Children is like, 18 and under. It changes as you get older, you know. Here we come. Important part of the body of Christ, you need to know.
Amen.
let's sing maybe Thank You God for Sending Jesus. Praise His wonderful name. You guys know that one? Thank You God for Sending Jesus. Save lots of time for people. You can be seated if you like. And we have a roaming mic here over in the Brother Rod Betcher. So does everybody know? I guess maybe some came in a bit late, but just we're going to have a time where we give thanks for something in our life that we appreciate. And the Calgarians should be all warmed up from a little while ago. If you say the same thing again, most of us won't remember. As far as I understand, the brethren are going to give another opportunity for testimonies. So this wouldn't be necessarily testimonies. I don't want to restrict what God would put in your heart, but it's more focused on thanking God or thanking, you know, people ministering to us for the blessing that you've received in their life. So that was a hint about not taking too long as well. Just as I have a goal here today, that maybe as many as 80% of you will say something. I won't say 100 because that puts pressure on everybody, but I want you to feel a little bit of discomfort. So who's first? If you want to, just because there's only the one mic, if some people want to come up here and they can see you too, if you have the courage. But if you want to just say something from your seat, just stand up and I'll try to point so that we keep some order here. How's that? Okay, who's first? Wendy. There we go. There he's the man is running. He's got the...
I just want to give thanks for my husband's health. With his heart problems that he had, God was so amazing and kept him alive without having any damage to the heart of the muscle damage. I mean, he had stents, but praise the Lord, there was no muscle damage and he's doing so well. And for my health, when I went through that tough year with all the surgeries and being so sick, God is so good. And I just thank everyone for the prayers and we can never be thankful enough.
Yes, amen. Yeah, just stand up or put your hand up. That's good.
I want to thank God I was set for back surgery. And the week that I was supposed to make a commitment to do it, I was divinely healed. And I needed no surgery whatsoever. Amen. And all the pain was gone completely.
Wonderful. Amen. God's still doing miracles, isn't he? Don't need to look at me, by the way. Don't be afraid to talk to other people.
Just a little bit about myself that you may not know. I struggle with depression a bit and have ups and downs I have through most of my life. And recently I was talking to the Lord about it, and I said, what do I do? And he said something that has really been a blessing to me. He said, stay close to Marjorie. And I want to thank God for my wife, because that's been a real help to me, is just to stay close to her, and it helps with that stability that I'm longing for from the Lord. So I thank the Lord for my wife.
Amen. Oh, there's one at the back. Hesitating. Okay, later on, you work on it. Okay, I'm glad to see a child standing up on the seat wanting to say something over here. Children, please, this is your meeting too. If you got something to thank the Lord for, He wants to hear from you.
I'm thankful for having the freedom to be able to worship together like this and not have to do it in hiding. Just after Christ died.
Amen.
Freedom. Amen, Lord. Thank you.
Worship without fear. 250,000 people are around the world are in prison for their faith today. Maybe the number's higher. That's probably an old statistic. But freedom that we have today in this country, in Canada, both, are something we shouldn't take for granted. Who's next? Here. You can come up here too. I won't feel quite as nervous if I have somebody here to help me.
My grandpa Rob, he has had problems with his leg, but they had to cut it off. Now he feels no pain.
Thank you.
About 2 years ago, I went through a very terrible time in my life, and the Lord delivered me from that. And I know it was Him who did it, and I just also knew that there were many people that stood with me and didn't let me go and prayed for me. All kinds of people that I never even knew that God raised up to pray for me, and I'm thankful to God, and I'm thankful that He didn't let me go, and they didn't let me go.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I am thankful for, as Brother Wager has said, that the sense of humor is a real ministry. I've found that over time it has been a bridge in many relationships.
Amen. It's all right to laugh, have joy, and be happy. In fact, we should be the happiest people on the earth, eh? Amen. Good. Who's next? There's one over here.
I'm thankful for two things. One, I'm extremely thankful for the family of God. I was just wandering around the grounds yesterday singing that song. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. It's just such a privilege to know you and to be a part of what God's doing. And the second thing I'd like to I'm thankful for is I had a sinus infection for 10 to 12 years, and it was a continuous thing, and through this sinus infection, it was kind of a weakness where I was attacked by the enemy periodically, and it was a real test and trial for me. But I'm thankful that God saw me through that test, and I had surgery about a year ago, and I went up to the front to pray that God would make that surgery successful. And he did, and I'm gaining strength, and I'm very thankful for that.
Amen.
I had an extremely abusive childhood, and it has, and there's a saying that you love the sinner, hate the sin, but it's easy to say, oh, well, this is different. I was so badly abused and all this. And God has put enough love in my heart so that I see that that is true. And he's causing me to forgive more and more all the time, which is well overdue. Thank you.
Amen. That's a wonderful testimony, Mary. Over two in the back, Rod, and over here.
Different times, as probably all of us, I have little problems in my body, and sometimes they're quite bothersome, and I wonder, is this going to go away? It's kind of persistent, and we're instructed in James chapter 5, if you are sick or afflicted, call for the elders and have them pray for you and anoint you with oil. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if you've committed sin, it will be forgiven you. And in our assembly, we try to make use of that fairly regularly. And I encourage everyone to do that. Don't think that, it's too embarrassing. You know, I don't want to have to share all my little problems with everybody. Well, maybe you don't need to share all the little ones, but there's some that it's definitely a good idea to share and have prayer and depend upon the Lord. And he is faithful. And all these little different things that have bothered me in a short while, they seem to go away. They just disappear. And my brother Mike, he says, somewhere in your notebook or your Bible, you just log those times. Put the date and write it down, what the need was and that you were prayed for in a certain time. And just let the Lord prove to you his faithfulness and that he will take care of your needs. And as you look back through that over the years or months and you say, wow, I haven't had trouble with that for years or months. And all these different things, you say, wow, he healed me of that. He healed me of that. Thank you, Lord. And don't forget to be thankful, because the Lord is good, and he appreciates us being thankful, not just for healing, but for those around about us who help us out and love us and care for us, and little things, big things. The Lord wants us to be thankful.
This is my first time coming to the camp, and it's been a really good experience, and I'm really thankful for Beth Greif and her family to invite me to come, because it's really helped me decide some things I really want to do in my life and on a spiritual kind of thing and how I really wanted to do them. And I've been like teeter-tottering on the idea, and I'm like, I don't know. But now I'm like, I really need to do it. And I also am thankful for faith in God and how he can send little blessings around and help your family. My dad, he recently had a surgery that they thought they were going to have to give him multiple surgeries, but they ended up having to just give him one, and he was beginning to heal even faster. And it's all because he came back and he started believing again and came back and trusted God. So, amen.
I'm thankful for my friends and family and that I can be here.
Amen. There's another one.
Thank you.
I'm thankful that that one of my chickens that wasn't laying because it was being bullied by the other chickens is now laying eggs, because we waited 2 months, and then my mom and dad thought that we should get rid of it. But then one day there is an egg the size of a grape. So
like I said the other night, God is interested in absolutely everything to do with your life, including the chickens and what they're doing. They're not doing.
There we go. Sorry. This is different than mics that I'm used to. That it was probably going to be years, and then probably have to have surgery, and then it was probably going to even be years after that before it was going to have, that it was going to be, and there was no guarantee that it actually ever would get better. I don't know how many of you have ever lived with constant pain, even if, you know, sometimes it's little and sometimes it's great, just how mentally draining that can be. But when I finally saw the specialist and kind of had all kind of the information that it was actually determined that it was actually only badly bruised cartilage in my knee, and the reason that it hadn't been... that they hadn't figured it, my own doctor hadn't figured it out, it's just because it was so badly bruised, and also it was just such like a hard force. And so I was so incredibly thankful for that. It also made me very thankful for how strong my bones are too, that I didn't have like a shattered kneecap or shin or anything like that. And before, you know, I would be waking up times in the night because I couldn't sleep, and now it's just really like no problem at all. I barely even notice it. Occasionally I might feel like a little tiny twinge, but it's usually something that I can completely ignore, and I know that it's just going to go away. And I'm just so incredibly thankful that it was so much better than what I was being told that what the situation was. So
amen.
Amen.
The other mic, Brother Mike, could you look after the other mic so Brother Ernie can just monitor that, so we have less, you know, because I know this is a challenge for all the mics to do all this today.
I'm actually going to deviate just a little bit, and I will give something of thanksgiving, but I just was marveling at how God affirms what he wants you to hear. Brother Dan shared two verses of his list there that have been my life verses, one in particular for the past 4 weeks, when God literally hit me over the head with a club when I was reading the verse from 1 Thessalonians, "With everything give thanks, for this is the will of God." And God said, "How often do you pray for your will for your life?" Every day you think, "God, I want to be in your will." Be thankful. Oh, like every day, like in everything. And it was just so, it hit me so hard. I just want to be in his will. I want to be doing what God wants me to do. And he's like, "It's sitting right here. Just be thankful." And I was like, that I can do, like in everything. But it's amazing, because then it takes you back to Philippians, and you look at that Philippians, and it's on my fridge. Don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Tell God what you need, right? And thank him for all he's done. Why? Then you have, then you will experience God's peace. That's his promise, right? So we're being thankful, and thank God he's giving us a peace that passes all understanding for our circumstances. which exceeds anything we can understand. We can never possibly understand how we can be thankful in circumstances that are tough. Like people that don't have God or Jesus in their hearts, they go, how can you be happy in that? And you're like, it's my hope in my Savior. And that's how we can be a witness. That's how we can share the gospel. That's how we can share how much God loves us, because he gives us this peace. And not only that, look at the last part. His peace will guard your heart and your mind as you live in Christ. The beauty of that. It's so simple. And I've just been relishing in that. Like, you know, when I'm with other parents and, oh, don't you worry about your kids? Nah. I care about them. I love them with all my heart. I care about where I'm dropping them off and where they're walking down the street. But I'm not going to worry about it, because that's like me saying, God, you don't got them. So I'm just so thankful for the word and for God's promises that never, never fail us. And if we just trust in him, that he will guard our hearts and minds, and we can share that with those. And really, I mean, that's what he desires for us, is to be thankful in everything so we can share the peace of God with others.
I'm thankful for Heavenly Father to watch over us.
Well, I'm thankful for my family and how the Lord is with us through every trial. I'm thankful that when we were going through this hard trial with my granddaughter Shannon, that there were so many that stood with us. And as a grandma, my hurt was deep, but I am so thankful the Lord was with me, and I knew there were so many people praying for her. I am so very thankful how the church in Calgary stood behind my son and his wife and Mitchell, and things are better than they were, for which I'm thankful. But we still will uphold Shannon till she has complete victory. And also, not only the church at Calgary, but people all over were remembering her in prayer. And I am so very grateful for that. And I should also say that I'm thankful that even though my dear husband, who did not even know about the problem, the husband that he was to me for close to 47 years, and I am very grateful to God for all that he does. And he's with us through the trials, and he is always faithful. If we can only come to him and trust him, no matter how severe the problem, he will see us through, and I'm grateful for that.
I'm thankful for God placing me in the family that he did. I don't know if all of you know, but my brother and I were adopted into the family that we are in, and I'm very thankful that God placed me where he did, because without that, I don't know where I'd be. I'm also thankful that my friend Brandon is alive and well and healthy. Last year, we didn't know if he'd make it, and he made it, and it's been a great inspiration to me of how good God actually is.
Hello? Anyways, go ahead, Brenda. There we go.
I'm thankful for, at the risk of sounding repetitious, I'm thankful for the children, because their smiling faces and their giggles and their, they just bless me. And on that same note, I'm so very thankful for my children, because I can say that being a mom has been one of the greatest joys of my whole life. And I'm also very thankful for my husband and his patience with me. and his love for me, and that's all.
I think Brandon was next. Oh, okay. Beth. Referring one to another. Go ahead, Brandon.
Beth actually just happened to beat me to standing up. So, as as anyone who was here last year probably remembers how I got really sick and ended up in the hospital. Actually, I probably shouldn't have came here in the first place, but I had a lot of pride in myself, and I was like, well, you know, and feeling sick, but I always bounce back. A weekend at church camp, I'll be fine. And didn't end up bouncing back, end up in the hospital, and I did make it back for the last service, but shortly after we got back home, after camp was over, and I ended up back in the hospital. I was actually hospitalized 8 times over about 3 months. Came, I guess, fairly close to dying a couple of times, and it was actually a very humbling time for me, because I was so used to being able to do everything. My friends always came to me for help, and I ended up being bedridden for about a month and could barely lift, you know, 2 pounds, and had to have a lot of help. Family and friends couldn't work, which John and Sue were willing to work with me on that, and it actually was a great blessing. My roommate, his days off happened to be the same as the days I would work, and he needed extra hours, so he managed to fill in for me and help them out, and family managed to help me with finances and stuff that I've never relied on anyone before, and so that kind of broke me down. It ended up being a dark time. I ended up actually praying for death, everyone else praying for me to to live, and I was finally just like, God, if you're done with me, take me out. But, you know, I'd end up thinking trying to figure out what the lesson was he was trying to show me. I'd end up back home. All right, I learned. Nope, back in the hospital. All right, what do you got? And so 8 times I'm trying to figure out what he's trying to show me. And he just ended up setting me on fire to serve him more. And I feel I've kind of gained a new lease on life through it. The whole experience was extremely spiritually fulfilling. Physically, it sucked. Financially, it sucked. But the rest was great, and I'm very thankful that I've gone through it, and I wouldn't have changed a thing.
Amen.
I have three. First, I'm thankful for forgiveness, because nobody's perfect except for God and Jesus. And I'm thankful for... that I'm going to heaven, and I'm also thankful for animals.
Amen. Sister Grace, Sister Smith up here, you're welcome to come up to the front as well. I think I figured out why this mic doesn't work. I think I can keep it working.
In everything, give thanks. Do we really, really know the meaning and the depth that can entail? One thing I'm more thankful for than anything else is the faithfulness of our Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I'm also thankful that this might be hard for some of you to believe, but our marriage was only given 6 months. It's been a long 57 years. Oh, I didn't mean it that way.
You missed an adjective. Long, glorious 57 years.
Oh, I'm sorry. But also, I also want to thank the Lord for the order that he has established in this move. I've been since 1949, and I've watched things progress throughout the years, and it's just absolutely amazing. The line between the world and God's way is being more and more defined. And also, in everything, give thanks. I'm having maybe a little problem. problem with this one. It just dawned on me as we were coming over to the service tonight that Ernie and I are the oldest couple here. But I guess that's something to be thankful for, too, because the alternative could be otherwise. So thank you.
Amen. What? Oh. Okay, let's just stand for a minute. We're going to come to you. Why don't we just stand? Just stretch your legs. Why don't we sing that one again, and everything give thanks. And someone can start it, hopefully. Everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. Everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. This is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you. You can be seated again. Thank you so much. Children especially, you're doing a great job. So many children. And the rest of you, you have time too if you want.
So speaking of children, I have to be thankful for my encourager here to stand up, because after everybody's been standing up, my four-year-old kept telling me, "Daddy, aren't you going to stand up?" keeping me on there. So, I want to just give thanks to the Lord for the journey that He's taken us on as a family. It actually started 5 years ago today, but the Lord opened the door for me to go to medical school, and He's seen us through. Sometimes I wasn't quite sure if I would make it, but I'm especially thankful for my wife and her amazing support through all that, and how she continues to support me. But the Lord has been good, and just graduated in May, and it's like at least part of the journey is over. But I just really thank the Lord, because I feel like I could give. We're not going to go into the testimony part that Dan talked about staying away from, but I can give lots of examples of how the Lord opened the door and made it possible, and I'm thankful to Him.
I'm thankful for I'm thankful for my family and my sister.
As we're sitting there, I probably came up with about 100 things that I could be thankful for, but I'm going to narrow it down to two. First, I'd like to thank God for His conviction rather than His condemnation. I came to realize in my most recent walk that as a younger fellow, I felt rather condemned by my own thoughts to the point of feeling guilt, which drove me away. And in my recent walk with God, because of the love of my family, I felt conviction rather than condemnation. And there's a beautiful thing about conviction is that there isn't a guilt portion to it. It's just a questioning of how you walk rather than feeling guilty about how you walk. And that is how I was able to return to Christ. And the second one, this might sound a little cheesy, but I am so thankful for my wife. And I'm going to tell you why. Not only is she great in the kitchen helping me out this week, but she is the perfect life partner for me. And I thank God that He brought Kimberly into my life, because she's just amazing for me. So.
I'm really thankful for my family, and even though we may not always get along the best, we're still family. And I'm also really, really thankful for my best friend and for this family.
Amen. My wife may have thought that it was a tough few years back then. That's okay. We all have slips of tongue, and I'm good at them too. But we've survived each other. And when you consider what life puts us through, that's no idle statement. Think back in your own marriages. Yeah, things are tough sometimes. We do it to each other. But thankfully, the Lord lets us make up for that. I was away for 8 months one time, and that was not easy for her. So here I am in the Yukon, and she's down in Calgary. Two children, very young. I'm also known for not being a conversationalist. Surprise, surprise. Opposites attract. So, with that, it's fortunate, because otherwise I'd be very quiet at home. And it's only through our mutual love for each other that we get along as well as we do, and I'm mighty thankful for her for all the years that the Lord has given us.
Brother Ernie Smith told us something I've never forgotten about the importance of how we express things and how you can say almost the identical thing, and yet it can have a very different meaning. And the example he used, I don't know if you remember, Brother, was in Calgary. He said one way you can compliment a woman would be to say, "Time stops for you." The other one is to say, "Your face could stop a clock." And I never forgot that. So you had some very different conclusions, basically saying the same thing. But anyways. Who's next? It's good to laugh, isn't it? The Lord laughs. Did you know that? It's in the Bible. Here comes a couple. Come on. Look at that.
I just have two things. I'm thankful for my two friends, Ashley and Kelsey Booker. They just have been such a huge blessing to my life over the past few years. And I'm also thankful for the challenges. They make us stronger, and also it's in those rough, bad seasons that God uses to bring us closer to Him. So.
Ready for me? I'm very thankful for God's goodness to me and my wife. Though she's not here, I've been able to communicate with her, and she's doing well at home. One thing I'm especially grateful for is the fact that three of our sons and their wives are here. The third boy came today and came with his wife and his three little sons. And I was just looking forward to seeing them all come. I'm so thankful for the respect and honor that all of our children give to us. We're just so grateful to God for that. There's nothing more wonderful in a family that we love one another and we get along together and always happy to see one another. I'm thankful for for good health that the Lord has given. Someone said to me, how come you're enjoying the health that you have? And I kind of give an offhand answer, but really, you know, I've had the privilege for many years of partaking the communion every Sunday morning. Praise God. And I believe God has imparted a measure of life through the communion to me. And I remember when I was prayed for at one point by one of the other brethren, he says, your strength shall be as your days. And thankful to God for that. Naturally, we try to eat properly. My wife makes healthful meals. We try to eat properly and take the necessary things for good health. But we just thank the Lord, and I pray that God will help us to manifest His love and use the strength that He's given us for His honor and His glory. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Well, I thought I would be in the 20% tonight rather than the 80%. But I just felt to take the opportunity to, and I might be speaking on behalf of quite a few people here tonight. I'm thankful that the Lord has allowed me to live long enough to be a grandpa. I don't know, I wouldn't want to have missed that. I know on the other side it wouldn't matter, but it's just a wonderful experience. And when I saw these little children up here tonight, my mind just instantly went to four of our own grandchildren. A little while ago, Bryce called me and said, Samar and I would like to go on a little trip. It's only about 5 or 6 days. Would you come and Mom and you come and babysit these two? Irene, you're messing up my story here. Now I've got to come clean, you see. What we did offer to do was look after the children for a weekend so they could go away. Bryce extends it to 6 days. That's the truth. You see her nodding? Anyway, I got to make this short. We agreed to do it. I agreed to do it reluctantly, because this is a 3-year-old and a 1.5-year-old. Now, during that 6 days, I was having a hard time to give thanks. It just about polished me off. But we made it. We made it, and thanks goes to Grandma for that. But it is a beautiful time of one's life to just be around long enough to appreciate grandchildren. I thank God for that.
Over at the back, and then... Lane is standing, and you're next.
I thought you were just looking.
Just standing when you finish.
What Brittany said confirmed that I need to say this too. So she said, thankful for challenges. So I'm going to say, I'm thankful for suffering. Even though I loathe suffering, I hate suffering. But yes, this year the only
time that I've really seen growth is through the trials, when my faith has been on trial. So I'm just going to testify a thankfulness for healing this year. Short story is, in February I had a long flu, and the Lord worked on my heart throughout those days. And I came to kind of a dead end in my faith about my health. I struggled with a few challenges with my health. And one thing he said was he wants to start healing some things. And the first thing he said is he wants to heal my allergies. So starting in March, I started to pray about that. And throughout the next few months, my relationship with God deepened. And that's what he wanted in my life. And when allergy season started, I start feeling the allergies. And I kept claiming what I felt like the Lord was telling me, that he was going to heal me. And then by about 4 weeks ago was when the allergies ended. And I'd struggled with hay fever for grasses since I was 12. So I'm still a little bit in unbelief about that I'm actually healed. But because I believe that when you get certain health issues, you just have them for life. And that was a lie that I believed probably from Satan. Yes. But that's the short story of healing, and I give glory to that. And if you want to hear the long story, it's pretty amazing. So come talk to me.
Rod, up at the towards the front here. And then over here. Okay.
I'm thankful for the new kids that came here. The new boys came here today.
Amen.
Well, he's thankful for being a grandfather. I'm a great-grandma. Thank God I married a man 20 years older than me when I got all these extended family. It's been 3 years since I lost him. But you know what? God put me in a cabin with women that have lost their spouses. Guess what? What a blessing. I'm so grateful for these ladies that I've got to know. I'm so grateful for the camp. And I'm really grateful that when I said I do, I got three kids, their spouses. I got three grandkids. And now I'm up to six great-grandkids and one on the way. But all I can say is nothing's better that God answered the fulfillment of my life at 49. He gave me a family. And then I'm also grateful for my spiritual family, my home family that I was raised in, a mother and father that taught us the ways of God.
Yes, amen.
And because of that, I'm here today. And I'm grateful for my niece, Emily, the flute player, for help driving me over, and for Alex helping drive me up here because I had surgery and I wasn't supposed to drive. So I'm here.
Amen. Amen.
There's several things I've been grateful for a long time. I was a little man in a wheelchair. After my wife KO'd the cat and died, it crippled me. I was busted up. I was mad at God. More than once, I understand people when they say either kill me or fix this. Okay? I was anything but sweetly reasonable in some instances. But several times and throughout the time I've been with God and for God, it's allowed me to simple things the little man taught me in the wheelchair was slow, slow, fast, slow to anger, you know, slow to speak, quick to forgive. Okay.
Yes, amen.
And for the simple reason that I prayed that she would somehow stop drinking and get turned around. Okay. That didn't happen. And it took a 2-year process before I finally snapped out of it. Now I know in my heart that I can do what I can to help folks and cajole them toward the cross, but it's always down to them and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. You know, they have to be willing to go to any length to change and get up that hill to that cross.
Amen. Good testimony. At the back. Oh, he's coming up to the front. That's good.
Walk. I saw once.
Just it's a good flow still, so we'll carry on for a bit. Haven't hit my 80% yet, but you know.
Are you counting? No. Are you counting?
No.
Oh, okay. I almost forgotten. No. I'm thankful for the peace of the Lord, and I'll just expand on that maybe to even say more that I'm thankful that the Lord gives us what we need, in particular to our assembly in Cranbrook. When I first moved there, I've been in Cranbrook for 8 years now, and if you don't know me, I grew up in North Carolina. And when I was 22, I got married and moved to Cranbrook Assembly, and I've been there since. So now y'all know that I'm 30. Well, shortly within a year or two of me being there, a gentleman was in our assembly, and we were at a bit of time of transition in the assembly as we had lost Richard at some point then, and there wasn't a lot of ministry after our singing in our services. And we had a visitor in church one Sunday who maybe sensing some anxiety when there was a pause in the service among us, like, oh, someone should do something right now, got up and shared that, we didn't need to be anxious during those quiet moments in church, that, to wait on the Lord and to look to him, it was okay, and that he appreciated those times. And from this visitor's testimony, I feel like from that point for maybe a year or even two, there was just a steady flow of a peace that came from, sitting before the Lord peacefully during service, and then a message of peace in our singing, and a message of peace in testimonies in church, and a feeling of peace in our lives that, over a year just set in. And then as each of us went through trials in our lives, the Lord ministered that peace to us that had, started in service. So then in this year, I'll, share too that I'm thankful for the trials. Then this year, I got laid off from Canadian Pacific Railway in January. And, I guess I'm giving a testimony now. There wasn't even a moment where Rhonda and I were fearful. We didn't have to gumption up peace, We didn't have to say, it's going to be okay, and convince ourselves it was going to be okay. We looked at each other like, are you worried? No. Are you? No. Well, okay, we'll carry on, and we'll take each day as it comes. And, I was laid off for 4 months, and, the Lord looked after us. It wasn't even a moment of real stress or anxiety. And then it ended up being good timing that I was laid off, and we were able to go to North Carolina and visit my family. And then I went back to work, and then very oddly, I got laid off again in the summer, which it's odd to get laid off from the railroad in the middle of the summer because it's usually a very busy time. And then I was able to go down again and spend time with my grandfather, Ed Carroll, before he passed away. And the timing of that was just, magnificent. So the Lord looks after us, and he gives us the peace that we need, and I'm thankful for that.
Why don't we stand again just for a minute? Why don't we sing Peace, Peace, Wonderful Peace? And when we sing it, there's a wonderful spirit in this song. And if you don't have peace in your life, just let the Holy Spirit minister that peace to you. Praise God.
Peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the heart above. Sleep over my spirit, forever I pray.
seated again. So, come on up if there's more. You know, we still got some time. And there's one in the back.
Good looking one in the back. What was on my heart to share was that I'm thankful for music and for song. And I'm thankful at how many times I am blessed and encouraged and strengthened by song and by music. When I go to the piano or if I put on a CD, that there's something very precious in that, that God imparts his anointing and his presence. And I just want to read. Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing.
I'm thankful to be here. It's been about 4 years since I've had the privilege of being at this camp. I have some wonderful memories of this camp. The people that are here have been a wonderful support in our journey. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the divine peace of God that Ben talked about, having had personal experience with that. That when I asked for the elders to pray for me regarding that, that it was such a real experience. And just still can rest in that peace that he gives us. I'm thankful for being a grandparent as well. It's the best job in the world. I'm thankful for my husband, who's here with me, and who we are blessed to be able to learn to love each other more and more. I'm thankful for that opportunity. And I'm thankful for the Spirit of the Lord in my life. From a very young age, probably about 13, that I had an awareness of the Spirit of God. And I'm just, I really appreciate that, and I'm thankful for that.
I'm thankful that, or my mom shared, so I wasn't going to, but it prompted me to. There was a song that the Schmidts sang at Feast, How Deep the Father's Love for Us, and it was really struggling with fear around the labor of my birth, and that song just ministered to me over and over again, and even now we play it in the car pretty much daily, and it still ministers to me. And
he's not here right now, but I am really thankful for marrying Kelly, my husband Kelly, because marrying somebody that immediately I knew walked by my side in faith. Neither of us have had to question where we were spiritually, that we supported each other in going to this church, that we worshiped the same God, that we wanted the same things for our family. And that I immediately had a partner in Christ when I married him. And there's never any stress around that. he's slaving away at home this week while I get to come to camp. So we just support each other in that way, and we never had to think about it. I'm also thankful for our baby to come, and so far everything is really healthy, and so we're really thankful for that. And everyone's excitement around it is really encouraging, and so we'll see how we feel about that in a year.
I would like to say that I'm thankful for the fruit of adversity. I feel as a mother, my immediate instinct was to deliver my children from anything that caused them pain, suffering, loneliness, anything that was negative. And for some reason, God has allowed them to find themselves in numerous situations where they are alone, they're limited with peers, there's no Christians that are at school, and one thing and another. And I just, it's been such a comfort to me to see how God has used the adversity that he's allowed them to go through for their benefit. And I can see so much growth in them, and that he knew more than me, that God knew better than I did, you know, that he didn't, you know, maybe answer some of those prayers that would have brought them out of all the stuff that they've had to go through. And it was funny, you know, when Brody went up and sang Dare to Be a Daniel the other day, like he's sung that tons. You know, we just ask, you know, you pray what song God wants you to sing, and he wanted to sing that. And for the first time ever, I heard the Dare to Stand Alone part. And it was like God has put these kids in our lives beyond a shadow of a doubt. He timed their birth. He put them where they are, and they've had to stand alone, but I'm so thankful for that. And I just want to say that I believe God is faithful even when things seem hard for us, and the fruit of it is such a blessing.
The thing that Brody was thankful for, you couldn't understand it, but it was for the Neil and Linda's three boys. He was the only boy here about his age.
I'm very, very thankful for all of you. Last year at this time, my mother was passing away. She passed away at the end of August, and this year, it's my wife's mother that's passing away. And you're all such a blessing and such an encouragement as you say how you're praying for us. And my wife wishes to express that too. I'm very thankful for my wife. She's got a special intuition that is something that I need so much. She's such a loving help, meets me where I need help. And I'm thankful for all my children. I don't just love them, I admire all my children. They've taught me so many things, and they do teach me things, and they each have aspects of their personality that I wish I had, that I don't. But I think that's what being a family is all about, is you grow and you learn from each other. I'm thankful for being able to have this time of being thankful, because I think, as the Bible says, we enter his gates in thanksgiving. By being in thanksgiving, we enter his courts by praising him. And there's something just beautiful about the family of God.
I'm very thankful for my wife, because a lot of difficult situations have come up, and
decisions, and she always has a lot of wise advice, and I really appreciate that. I appreciate all of my family. I also appreciate my church family, which is all of you, very much so. And I want to give one other little instance with my grandson and granddaughter. We were fishing together, and we were fishing right below a dam where it goes up and down. And my grandson, Caleb, he set his glasses on a rock because at that particular area, the water had gone right down. And then we were busy cleaning our fish out, and then we went home. And all of a sudden, we realized he didn't have his glasses that were worth $350 and very expensive. Uh-oh. If they let that dam go, then we're not going to see it. Well, as soon as we arrived over the dam, I'm looking right away, and it had flooded. And we'd prayed just before the Lord would help us. And even though it flooded over a foot, we were able to find it right nearby. So, little thing, but thankful to the Lord.
This part about grandparenting, of course, hits all of the grandparents. Of course, we're more than delighted to be grandparents. Two of our beautiful granddaughters are here, and I think most of you know them. We have one more who's just about a year old. And every time we hold her or cuddle her, I bless her. And I just pray that the Lord imparts His divine blessing into her days ahead. I think most of you know Zoe's dad, Carmen. He married a beautiful girl. It's just a perfect match for him. He's not walking with the Lord like we would love to. He's never been rebellious or rejected the Lord. But, of course, we'd love to see them all walk with Him. I pray much for them, for Caitlin's mother and dad and her brothers, that some way, sometime, the Lord could, in His own sovereign way, just bring them unto Him. And little Zoe, I think every time that Byron and I would hold her, we probably bless her and just want just the best for her. I think the same for Naomi and Alina when they hold her. They just love her. And same with Alina, or Rianne and Lane. She's a delightful girl, and we just long for that family to be walking with us. I'm sure there's others who probably experience similar things. And maybe if it's in order, someone could just pray for these dear ones that we long to see walking with the Lord, as we are privileged to.
I just want to say that I'm thankful for examples in my life. I feel really blessed to have been able to learn by watching others. And there's people in my life that have shown me a lot about grace and about forgiveness, and people that have taught me how to pray in faith and how to put speaking in tongues into practice, and people in my life that have shown faith in God's word, no matter what they're going through. And I think the power of visually seeing someone display the word of God in their life has just meant so much to me.
Two and a half years ago, I started looking for work in Sherry's hometown of Winkler, which would mean moving from Saskatoon, which was where I'd pretty much grown up my whole life. And the assembly there is something that to start with, I'm thankful very much for the assembly that I grew up in. It was a large assembly, and there was many people there who just extended the love of God to each and every one of the people there. We've had a number of elders through the years, a number of deacons, and each and every one, in their own way, shows the love of God. And it's just a wonderful example of the plurality of brethren, that that each of the ones who take care of us spiritually has a different way of coming across, a different ministry, and a different aspect of you that they are looking out for, a different aspect of you that they're caring for. That's actually not what I came up to say, but what a blessing to me that the elders have been, and now I'm in a new assembly with new elders and continuing on that journey. But really what I wanted to give thanks for is that in my workplace, I work in a public school, this is a school where so much of the community believes in church, believes in God, believes in having God in all aspects of our lives, that they sign petitions at the school and at the school board office to make sure that we have prayer in our school every day. Which is remarkable in this day and age when you think about it. So it's a public school. It's a Manitoba education school, and I have my own classroom, which is nothing that I've set out to do in life. I never wanted that, but I've got a group of grade 5 kids, which is just fantastic. They're good kids, and for 2 years in a row, every single child in my class is there for prayer at the start of the day, and that's been a blessing to me, manifested. Most especially this year, when Grandma got sick, and I took a couple days off of work to go see Grandma, and I was telling the kids in my class, you know, ahead of time, well, I'm going to be gone for a few days, and here's the reason why, and I wanted them to know that I don't take lightly their education, that I would just, you know, flit off on a holiday or whatever, but I let them know that my grandma was sick and how severe it was, and was kind of just having this moment with them. This is maybe about, you know, this isn't during prayer time. This is like, you know, 11 o'clock in the morning. And just kind of, we were having a transition. I thought it was a good time to tell them. And one of the kids, she puts up her hand and she says, "Mr. Swan, can we pray for your grandma?" And we just stopped the class at that moment. And I said, "If you'd like to pray, that would be just wonderful." And she just gave the most sincere, heartfelt prayer that only a child's innocence and a child's faith can give. For my grandma and for me and my wife and our journey to Ontario to go visit her and our visit that we were going to have and grandma's health and all these things. And the whole class had their head bowed in prayer. And when it was over, we moved on to the next lesson and things went on. But that was the atmosphere that I've been teaching in for the last 2 years. And it's just been a blessing to me that in my workplace that we can speak about God and God's love so openly, and that the kids... that their innocence just ministers to me so much. It's just been a blessing.
So the topic of plurality came up, and I was just thinking about it just leading up to that. And so I wanted to be thankful for our traveling brethren, not just the ones that are here, but all of the ones that we've had over the years. Many of them, some of them have gone on to be with the Lord, and the Lord has added to them. Two things that I really appreciate about them. One is their faithfulness. Year after year, decade after decade, you can count on them. And that's kind of unique in the Christian world. I'm not saying we're the only group that has that kind of stability and faithfulness, but certainly it's something that we shouldn't take for granted. There have been the odd one that has gone on down a different path, but they're really a small minority when you look at the number of all of the traveling brethren that we've had. So I appreciate their faithfulness, and I appreciate their modeling of plurality, where they are not, from my experience with them, they are not, one is not dominant over another one. They work together. They're a team. And I know that's hard sometimes probably for them. I'm sure they struggle to keep that unity, just like we do in local churches among elders and deacons, and mom and dad struggle. But it is something we should never take for granted, that when we see leaders who are working in a team together and in humility. It's a great example all throughout the whole church as to how we can live and model our life. So that's one of the things I'm thankful for. I'm often thankful for it. And anyways, that was my part. Is there others?
I'm thankful because every year before, or whenever I attend camp, I'm always apprehensive of the social side because I'm a bit of an introvert. And yet every camp, the fellowship's always wonderful. So I'm looking forward to next year not having the apprehension ahead of time. But I am thankful for the easy fellowship that comes when I'm at camp. I'm also thankful for my mom, who rescues me when I put too much on my plate, take on too many responsibilities, and I'm just thankful for the wonderful woman she's been in my life. And there was one more. There was one more, but there's lots to be thankful for. So.
That wasn't me. wanted to be thank the Lord, first of all, for taking Sonia and I down this journey that we're still on it. But I particularly wanted to thank each one of you for your prayers and support. You know, when we first got this diagnosis back, whenever it was, 2007, I was not mad at the Lord at all, never have been, not even now, never will be. I just thank Him that that He increases our faith. But I remember thinking, will I live long enough to see my kids married? And see grandkids? Well, as it turns out, I managed to walk Angela down the aisle. The other two were still working on them. They better hurry up. And we also have now two grandchildren. And all the ones that have talked about grandchildren, they're the greatest. And when I hear our little grandkids call out to Papa, pretty special. So I thank the Lord that I've got to see them, and I plan to see many more. So, Ian and Pam, hurry up.
All this talk of grandkids. I have none. but I do want to thank the Lord for grandparents. And I'm thinking spiritual parents and grandparents that we have. There's one special one right sitting in front of me here, and Sister Bain's special one. And I could go around and list a lot, but those two and their husbands have had a big impact on my life over the years. Never really hung out with them or, you know, did a lot of that kind. Did some things, but just the love of God in our spiritual parents, grandparents, that has kept me, I think, through the years and meant a huge amount to me. And I'm thankful for God, thankful to God for that. And I know I'm supposed to be getting older now, so I'm supposed to be looking the other way. But I just kind of feel like I got so far to go before I could be anywhere like what they have been to me. So I'm really thankful to the Lord for that.
I would like to put a footnote into my comments with my wife. We do get along very well. However, once in a while, she's looking around, and there's some beautiful younger girl around, and she kids me about, would you like to have one of those instead of me? And I says, there's no way, I'm not going to trade you in for anyone. we've worked too long together, and I'm not going to trade you for anyone. I love her too much for that.
Well, one more. I'm going to start doing the going once, going twice here, but not quite yet.
I'm thankful that you came to eat, that you came to share, that you came to partake of the blessing of the Lord so that the rest of us could be blessed by your presence. I was working in the backyard and came in and had to wash my feet. I'm thankful for the teaching of foot washing. As I stepped out of the tub to dry my feet, our granddaughter was there and tenderly dried my feet. There's a blessing that passes generation to generation. I'm thankful she's being raised in a Christian home. She's being taught respect and love. And I'm thankful that when we wash the feet of the saints, and I've been privileged to do it in Africa, where everybody's feet are black but mine, that we are all privileged to be members of the family of God. When we wash one another's feet, we wash away division and separation and fear and greed. And we are joined together, all on a level playing field. Thank you, Lord.
Couple things I wanted to be thankful for. One of them is when we pray for something and God doesn't necessarily give us what we want, but I know that He cares enough to give what's best for us. And then I'm very thankful that over the years He's helped me to become more trusting in Him, that when I do pray for something, that whether or not I get what my heart's desire is or not, that I can trust Him, that it's His will, and that He'll give me the best in my life, and He'll lead my and direct my paths. So I'm just thankful for that peace that I get when I trust Him. Thank you.
I love my joy. It's my favorite joy in the world.
Praise God.
Yeah, I'm all done.
She's all done.
I think we've had a wonderful time tonight, and I thank God for you. Like, someone already stole that one, but I'll say it again. Every one of you, like, there wasn't anything that I heard tonight that wasn't valuable and precious. And that's amazing for such, you know, for that many people to say that many things and bring so many good things out. So just to, in the way of letting you know, Brother Price has put prayer requests, this little thing, if you want to fill them out, if you do have any prayer requests. There's copies at the back, and there's some here at the front as well. And we have a couple of prayer requests here, a couple of matters to pray about from one request, I should say. Why don't we have announcements first, and then why don't we close in prayer? So are there any announcements? By the way, is it all right if we end the meeting? I shouldn't be so presumptuous, getting a couple of nods here.
We're just looking for two helpers to help.
Appreciated Brother Levson expressing his appreciation for the traveling ministry. I would like to express the appreciation that the traveling brethren have for all of our elders. These elders are on the job week after week after week. They are shepherds. Their hearts are full of love. When they're called to pray for somebody, they will go and pray for them and anoint them. And what a wonderful pattern God has given that our elders are ordained in every church. That's God's pattern. These are men that are not looking for their own glory, but they're looking to feed the flock of God, to help them, to protect them, to do whatever is needed. And I just think we should thank God with all our hearts for his wonderful plan and for all, every elder and also the deacons that do their part in caring for the menial tasks in the churches and for the ladies that do a wonderful job, and you know they fit in many areas as well. Some do secretarial work and these kinds of things, and you know, the body of Christ is a wonderful organism. That's a very lame term, maybe. It's a wonderful thing that God has designed, the body of Christ. We're members in particular. We just praise God for his glorious, beautiful plan. And it will work, I'm sure, throughout the ages to come. Praise his name.
So the prayer request, two of them from John and Sue Greif. Please pray for Dave Greif. He has developed scoliosis recently, and it is affecting his ability to do what he likes to do. He has other problems too, but this is the most immediate. Also, please pray for Gary Rogers, an employee at our music store. He is diabetic and has sores on his legs and feet that don't heal, even with medical help. Let's thank you, John and Sue Greif. Shall we stand and praise his name? Praise his name. Blessed Lord. Praise God. Father, we come to you now, Lord, for Dave Greif. I'm encouraged to hear of a woman who testified at our camp a couple of years ago or so that she was healed of scoliosis. And Lord, you haven't changed in 2 years in your ability to heal. And so, Father, we come before you. We ask you, Lord, in your graciousness, that you would touch Dave and that you would bring healing into his life. Lord, that you will deliver him of all these things that the enemy has brought against his body. Lord, that he may be free to serve you, Lord, to love you. Lord, this is nothing short of the work of the enemy when these diseases and sicknesses come upon us, Lord. Father, we just pray you'll raise up a standard against the enemy, Lord, in our midst. Increase our faith, Lord. We thank you for the testimonies of healing, both the miraculous and through the work of surgeons and so on that we've heard tonight. Father, we don't really care a lot about how you do your work. We just ask that you would do it, Lord. And for Gary Rogers, Lord, this man who's got a diabetic condition, we know the ravages of diabetes on people's bodies, on their limbs, on their eyes, and how that this imbalance in their system can do so much harm. And Father, we just uphold Gary before you tonight. Lord, this body, we raise our hands, Lord, towards heaven, asking, Lord, that you will be gracious and extend to him your healing power. Lord, let him know, even tonight, Lord, that your Holy Spirit has touched his body. Praise your holy name. Lord, we just command that diabetic condition to leave him, Lord, and let him just walk in health and strength. And praise your wonderful name. We ask this in Jesus' name, Lord. Praise God. Amen. Amen. You're dismissed. And don't forget, thankful in everything, right? All the time. Not just tonight.